This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Hadith number 35. Do not be envious of one another. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تحاسدوا. Do not be envious of one another. ولا تناجشوا. And do not undercut one another. Do not artificially raise the prices. ولا تباغضوا. Do not hate one another. ولا تدابروا. Do not turn one's back towards the next. ولا يبيع بعضكم على بيع بعض. And none of you should sell upon the sale of your brother. None of you should buy upon the buying of your brother. Don't undercut one another. وكونوا عباد الله إخوانا. And be, O servants of Allah, brothers to one another. Al-Muslimu akhul Muslim. The Muslim is a brother to the fellow Muslim. La yazlimuhu, he does not oppress him. Wa la yakhdhuluhu, he does not forsake him. Wa la yakdhibuhu, he does not lie to him. Wa la yahqiruhu, he does not belittle him. Attaqwa hahuna, piety is here. Wa yushiru ila sadrihi thalatha marwat. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he pointed, indicated to his chest 3 times. Bihasbi mri'in min ash-shar an yahqira akhahu al-muslim. It is enough of evil for a person to hold his brother Muslim in contempt. كل المسلم على المسلم حرام دمه وماله وعرضه. All of a Muslim is inviolable to one another. All of the Muslim is sanctified to the next. His blood, his wealth, and his honor. This hadith reported in Sahih Muslim. Subhanallah. What a beautiful hadith, brothers and sisters. This hadith dealing with the foundations of brotherhood. We begin our explanation of this hadith, number one. The takhrij of this hadith, there are various chains for this hadith. And this version reported in Sahih al-Bukhari, reported in Sahih Muslim, and also in the Musnad of Imam Ahmed. As for number two, the narrator, then the narrator is Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, and we discussed his biography when we went through hadith number 9, walhamdulillah. Number three, general comments related to this hadith. Number one, Islamic Brotherhood is not just lip service, is not just theory, but rather, subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded that we treat each other as brothers. It's not just lip service, you are my brother and you are my sister. No, rather Allah has commanded us, Allah has commanded us an obligation from Allah that we treat one another like brothers, subhanallah. We also learned that there are certain actions which foster better brotherhood, and they have been encouraged, and there are actions which injure, which destroy Islamic brotherhood, and they have been prohibited. We find that this hadith touches upon some of these important teachings of Al-Islam, Islamic Brotherhood. It lays down the principles related to brotherhood, and it also lays down the principles with regards to the sanctity of a Muslim. His blood is sanctified, his blood is sanctified, his honor is sanctified, his wealth is sanctified. That you are unable to just mess around with these matters. Allahumma musta'an. Number three, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, the explanation of this hadith, insha'Allah. La tahasadu, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says. Do not be envious of one another. La tahasadu hasad. Hasad is this jealousy. Hasad is this envy. Do not be envious of one another. Subhanallah. We find that where one doesn't want the other. What is hasad? Hasad is when one does not want the other to be better than him or to be superior to him. No, I must be the best. I must be the best. Nobody can be better than me. Nobody must be superior than me. I am the ultimate. Subhanallah, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Ibn al-Qayyim and al-Qasimi and others, they state that hasad is that you dislike the bounty of Allah on another person. You dislike this favor of Allah on another person. And you wish that they lose this bounty. Ibn al-Qayyim and al-Qasimi, their definition of hasad is that you dislike that Allah's favored that person, and over and above that, you want it to be removed from that person. You want that they lose that bounty. Allahu musta'an, Allahu musta'an. Some of the evils of hasad. This was one of the first sins ever, because Iblis, Shaitan, he had this hasad that he wanted to be superior to Adam alayhi salam. He didn't like that Adam had more knowledge than him. He did not like that Adam alayhi salam was bowed to by the angels. No, I am better, I am superior. Why are they bowing to him? Why does he have more knowledge than me? He didn't like that Allah's favors were favored upon Adam alayhi salam. So he had the sin of hasad, and then over and above that, the pride that he had. I am better than Adam alayhi salam. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So the one who has this sin or has this evil quality of hasad, in reality, this was the first sin. This was the first sin. Allahu musta'an. We also find that hasad strikes at the core of love and compassion that believers are supposed to have. We find that the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentions, دَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ دَاءُ الْأُمَمِ قَبْلَكُمْ الْحَسَدُ وَالْبَغْضَاءُ وَالْبَغْضَاءُ مِنَ وَالْبَغْضَاءُ هِيَ الْحَالِقَةُ لا أقول تحلق الشعر ولكن تحلق الدين والذي نفسي بيده أو الذي والذي نفس محمد بيده لا تدخل الجنة حتى تؤمنوا ولا تؤمنوا حتى تحابوا أفلا أبينكم أفلا أنبئكم بما يثبت ذلك لكم أفشوا السلام بينكم. نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, creeping upon you is the disease of the peoples before you. What disease? The disease of hasad and the disease of hatred. And both of them mentioned in our current hadith. That the hatred is a thing that shaves. I don't say that it shaves hair. Rather, it shaves the religion. It cuts the religion. By the one in whose hand is my soul. Or he said, by the one in whose hand is the soul of Muhammad, you will not enter paradise until you believe. And you will not believe until you love one another. Certainly, let me inform you of that which will establish that for you. Spreading the salams amongst you builds good brotherhood. And having hasad and hatred destroys brotherhood. Allahu musta'an. We also find, brothers and sisters, Adam alayhi salam, one of his sons killed the other. Why? Because he had hasad, because he was jealousy. Surah Ma'idah, verse number 27. وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ بَنَيْ آدَمَ بِالْحَقِّ إِذْ قَرَّبَا قُرْبَانًا فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا وَلَمْ يُتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ قَالَ لَأَقْتُلَنَّكَ قَالَ إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Subhanallah. And recite to them the story of the two sons of Adam, Cain and Abel. In truth, when each one of them offered a sacrifice to Allah, it was accepted from one of them but not the other. The latter, he said to the former, I will surely kill you. The former said, verily Allah accepts only from those who are righteous and pious. Allahu musta'an. What did he do? He killed his brother. He then killed his brother. Why? Hasad. Why did Allah accept from you and Allah did not accept from me? Allahu musta'an. These were two brothers. These were two brothers. These were the first of brothers. And one killed the other. Brothers and sisters, understand this crime of hasad. Understand the sin of hasad, how it destroys. How this person does not have peace of mind. Why you are always focused on the next person. You forget the bounties of Allah upon you. And you focus upon the bounties of Allah upon the next person. And then some will even go and dabble in black magic. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. The source of all of this, hasad. Adam alayhi salam, one son killed the other. What about the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam? Surah Yusuf, verse number 8 to 10. إِذْ قَالُوا لِيُوسُفُ وَأَخُوهُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْنَا إِذْ قَالُوا لَيُوسُفُ وَأَخُوهُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْنَا أَحَبُّ إِلَىٰ أَبِينَا مِنَّا وَنَحْنُ عُصْبَةٌ إِنَّ أَبَانَا لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ اقْتُلُوا يُوسُفَ أو اطرحوه أرضا يخل لكم وجه أبيكم وتكونوا من بعده قوما صالحين. قال قائل منهم لا تقتلوا يوسف وألقوه في غيابة الجب يلتقطه بعض السيارة إن كنتم فاعلين سبحان الله. And when they said, the brothers of Yusuf, when they said, truly Yusuf and his brother are dearer to our father than us. While we are a strong group, really our father is in plain error. Kill Yusuf or cast him out to some other land so that the favor of our father may be given to us alone. And after that, we will be good and we will be righteous folk. Allah musta'an. One from amongst them said, don't kill Yusuf, but rather something else. Throw him down the bottom of the well and he'll be picked up by some travelers. Why did they do this? Because they were jealous. They were jealous over Yusuf alayhi salam. Why does our father love him so much? Why don't we find that love with the father? Allahu musta'an. And so they threw him into that well. Brothers and sisters, understand fully that this sin of hasad, it destroys, forget about Islamic brotherhood, it destroys the relationship between blood brothers, between blood family members. Allahu musta'an. Also, hasad is a sign of weak iman. Hasad is a sign that of a weak heart. Hasad is a sign that you are discontented with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. It leads to negative psychological effects in yourself. The jealous one is always angry, and he's always angry with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seek protection from this sin of hasad. Seek protection from the one who has the eyes of hasad. We recite, قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في الأقد and then ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. We seek protection in Allah from the one who has hasad when he puts his hasad to work. Allah musta'an. Brothers and sisters, you know, there are some signs that you have hasad in your heart. That, for example, it might be a subtle type of hasad. You try to conceal the good of others. Whenever somebody talks about Sumayya, you try to change the topic. You don't want, the people should feel that Sumayya is a good person. You don't like that the good of Sumayya is made known. So you try to change the topic. You try to dismiss the matter. Allahu musta'an. These are signs that your heart has hasad. You don't like it when others talk good of so-and-so. No, they must only talk good about you. They must only praise you. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And with regards to hasad, we find that people in respects to hasad, we find those who actively work. They actively work to remove the bounty of Allah from other people. Person has a new car. Person's got a nice wife, got a nice husband, a nice happy family. They work day and night to remove this bounty of Allah from you. They put into action. They want you to be removed of that bounty. You have another category. Those who actively work to remove that bounty from you and they want it for themselves. So, I mean, subhanAllah, this is like the worst of the worst. That, you don't want them to have the bounty, but you want it for yourself. You don't want them to have this wife, you want the wife for yourself. You don't want them to have the business, you want the business for yourself. Allahu musta'an. And the third category is that, it might be a feeling in the heart. And sometimes you are unable to control this. You know that this is wrong. You know that this is, a feeling that you shouldn't have. But you can't control it, and you continue to fight it. You maybe speak good of this person. You don't try to remove that bounty from them. You don't speak ill of them. You know that this is, a sign of hasad and you fight it. Then this here is not a sin. This here is not a sin. You are making jihad with this feeling in your heart. You're not putting into practice or anything like that. And you try to fight this shaitan, this nafs that is causing you to have this hasad. Here it's not a sin and you should continue to fight this. And what you should do is speak good of this individual. What you should do is praise this individual. How do we cure ourselves from this sin of hasad, this crime of hasad? That we should ponder over the evil effects of hasad. SubhanAllah. Look at Iblis. Due to his hasad over Adam alayhi salam, he is the wretched one until the final day. One son of Adam killed the other. The brothers of Yusuf got together and they put their brother in the well. Subhanallah. Are these not examples that should open up our eyes? In the noble Quran, Allah mentions these three incidents. Subhanallah. Root of them? Hasad. We should also realize that Allah is the giver and Allah gives to whomsoever He wishes. And when I have an issue with that, I am having an issue with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should fight and we should repel these feelings in our hearts. We should, what's this? And usually hasad occurs between colleagues. You wouldn't find the doctor, you know, having this hasad over the accountant. It's a bit much more rare. But rather, doctors amongst themselves, accountants amongst themselves, students of knowledge amongst themselves, presenters amongst themselves, the radio stations amongst themselves, ulama amongst themselves. You know, amongst your colleagues, there's greater room for hasad to spread. There's greater room for the seeds of hasad to be planted. Allahu musta'an. What is not hasad? For example, when you compete for good, and so, you know, you are competing in good, you want to read more Quran than the next person. This is fine. This is competition for good. This is not a matter of hasad. We also find that what is not hasad, that, you know, somebody has this new Mercedes Benz and you also want one like this for yourself. Somebody's got a nice wife, you also want a nice wife for yourself. Somebody's gone for Hajj, you also want to go for Hajj. This is not hasad. This is not hasad. This is permissible. This is fine. You don't want them to lose it. You don't say, oh Allah, why do they have it? No, no, no. But you also want the similar to you. Somebody is a Hafiz al-Quran and you also want to be a Hafiz al-Quran like them. No problem in that at all. Walhamdulillah. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, لا تحاسدوا, do not be envious of one another. Then he mentions, ولا تناجشوا, and do not artificially raise prices against one another. Don't artificially raise prices against one another. You know that, for example, Brother Ahmed is negotiating, he wants to buy a certain product from somebody, and currently the price is 10 rands for one. You go to this guy and you say to him, you know what, I will pay 12. I'll pay 12 rands. And then, you know, the brother Ahmed, he says, okay, I'll pay 13, you know, because he really wants to purchase it. You had no intention to purchase it. You don't want it at all. You just want him to spend more money. You made an offer of 12 with no intention of purchasing, but rather your intention is to harm Brother Ahmed. You just want him to spend more money. You go to an auction. You're not interested in buying the product. You're not interested in buying the item. But you start bidding. Why? Because you want to harm the person who's also bidding. He bids 20,000, you say 25,000. And then he goes 30,000. You made this bid just because you wanted to harm him. Just because you wanted him to spend more. Allahu musta'an. And so harming one's brother via bidding and raising the prices artificially, this is not permissible. Imagine when the brother finds out. Imagine when he finds out that you had no intention. You just did so to harm him. This is going to do what? This is going to destroy brotherhood between yourself and that person, subhanAllah. This will destroy the brotherhood. And this hadith is prohibiting those matters which destroy brotherhood. وَلَا تَبَاغَضُوا, and do not hate one another. Don't have hatred for one another, subhanAllah. We find the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that لَا تَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ, you will not enter paradise, حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا, until you believe, وَلَا تُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى تَحَابُوا, until you love one another. Opposite of hate, until you love one another. You will not enter paradise until you love one another. Brothers and sisters, these words are not Mickey Mouse words. These words are from the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You will not enter paradise until you love one another. أَوَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ Should I not tell you about something that if you do it, it will increase your love between one another? What is it? أَفْشُوا السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ Brothers and sisters, brothers and sisters. How many times we see our fellow brothers and sisters at the shopping center, on the street, we find them at the mall, we find them on the beachfront, wherever it might be. You know, we take a different direction. We try to avoid them. Why? We don't want to make salam. Subhanallah, your Rasul, our Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will not enter paradise until you love one another. And if you make salam to one another, this will increase your love for one another. Subhanallah. Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, spread the salam amongst one another. Shaitan, he wants to spread hatred and enmity. He wants to destroy our Islamic brotherhood. And so spread the salam and spread the seeds of good brotherhood. We find that, you know, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to spouses and others, that لا يفرك مؤمن مؤمنة إن كره منها خلقا رضي منها آخر, that a believing man should not hate a believing woman. If he dislikes one characteristic in her, he would be pleased with another characteristic, especially between husband and wife. Subhanallah. You know, yes, you might dislike certain matters in her, she might dislike certain matters in you, but there's other characteristics that you would like, that you would please be pleased with. Husband and wife, eventually they got divorced. Now they hate one another. No, subhanallah. That minimum, that she is your Muslim sister, he is your Muslim brother, that remains. لا تباغضوا, do not hate one another. And it is for this reason that the Sharia has prohibited backbiting. Sharia has prohibited, you know, backbiting, talking about people behind their backs. Namima, carrying tales and spreading these tales amongst one another. The Sharia has prohibited slander. The Sharia has prohibited you from swearing one another. Why? Because these things will lead to hating one another. And if hatred is haram, then that which leads to hatred will also be haram. Making peace in our Sharia is allowed and recommended, even if you have to lie. Even if you have to lie, subhanallah. We want to destroy this hatred between both parties. And I will come in the middle and I will lie. I will say they're missing you. I'll say to this party, these people are missing you. I will say to them, you know, they spoke well of you. A lie, complete lie. We are allowed to lie to join between parties. Why? Because we are destroying hatred and we are spreading love. Subhanallah. The Sharia allowed this general sin. Generally, it's a sin, the sin of lying. But because you are joining between two individuals, it would be allowed. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Look at how much the Sharia hates the matter of you hating one another. Ibn Rajab and others, they mention that, you know, many a times, especially amongst the ulama, we find that dini differences, they differ in this mas'ala, they differ in this mas'ala and this fiqh issue or whatever, aqidah, mas'ala, etc. Then we find that, you know, it leads to hatred between them. And he mentions that a lot of the source of this is not the deen, but rather it is their nafs and their hawa. And their desires. They might be using the deen as the excuse. I might be using the deen as my call card. Because of the deen, I don't like you. Because of the deen, I don't mix with you. Because of the deen, I say such and such about you. Ibn Rajab says, in reality, many of these cases, the excuse is the deen, but the reality is that it's my desire. I'm just using the deen for my own excuse. Allahumma musta'an. وَلَا تَدَابَرُوا, and do not turn one's back on each other. Well, when you hate one another, then you don't want to meet the other. You turn one's back towards the other. It means that do not cut off ties with one another. Do not boycott one another. We all know that the Muslim is not allowed to break ties with another Muslim for more than 3 days. For more than 3 days, you are not allowed to break ties and boycott one another for more than 3 days. You need to restore the ties, either by making salam to one another, or as Imam Malik said, you need to restore it to the state that it was before the boycotting and before the cutting of ties. SubhanAllah. So Imam Malik went a step further. He says, salam is not enough. You need to restore this relationship to its original, position. SubhanAllah. You need to be friends again like you were previously. That's the opinion of Imam Malik. Whereas most scholars mention, then at least, you know, that one makes salam to one another. This is, you know, this general boycotting, if it is related to the dunya. If it's related to the dunya. But if, for example, you know, you're breaking ties with somebody because of a matter related to the deen, then there is no limit of 3 days. We know the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba, they had boycotted Ka'b ibn Malik, who had not participated in the expedition to Tabuk. He was boycotted for a long period of time. We also find that the wife, mentioned in the Noble Quran, وَهَجُرُوهُنَّ فِي الْمَضَاجِعِ, that if there's issues between husband and wife, and وَالَّتِي تَخَفُونَ نُشُوزَهُنَّ فَعِذُوهُنَّ وَهْجُرُوهُنَّ فِي الْمَضَاجِعِ, Surah An-Nisa, verse number 34. And those women on whose part you see ill conduct, nushuz, then admonish them first verbally, and after that, you make a hajar, you refuse to be intimate with her. Right? So this here is not limited to 3 days. Rather, it's based upon the maslaha and the need. You know, he hasn't spoken to her, and he hasn't been intimate with her in the bed for, let's say, 4, 5, 7 days. Now she has realized her mistake, and now they've corrected matters. So here it's not limited to 3 days. We know the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he had made hajar from his wives for a month. For 1 month, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam cut off ties with his wives. And so here we go back to, if the reason is related to the deen, then we go back to the time limit, which is technically unlimited. It is based upon the maslaha and the need. But remember, subhanAllah, when husband and wife, the husband and the wife will still sleep on the same bed. They would still sleep on the same bed, but the husband would show her his back, and he is not going to show that softness, he is not going to be intimate with her. And this here should not be played out in front of the children. Look at Allah mentioning in the Noble Quran, fil madaji'i, in the place, in the bed, not out in the kitchen, not out in the dining room. The kids should not know about this matter. SubhanAllah, he should not be sleeping in another room. She should not be sleeping in another room. They should both be in the same bed, so that it gives room and opportunity for each one, for them to correct matters very easily. And the rest of the family should not know about the matter. SubhanAllah, great wisdom in the Sharia. وَلَا يَبِعْ بَعْضُكُمْ عَلَى بَيْعِ بَعْضٍ, and none of you should undercut upon the sale of the other. None of you should undercut the sale of his brother. None of you should sell upon the sale of his brother. You shouldn't buy. You shouldn't sell. We find other ahadith of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you should not propose upon the proposal of your brother. So Brother Salman, he proposed to a certain sister, and you go along and you also propose to her. No, not allowed, subhanAllah. You know that he's proposed to her. If you go along and propose to her, this is only going to cause corruption between yourself and him. It's going to lead to hatred and enmity. I know that brother so-and-so, he wants to buy the second-hand car. I go to the seller quickly and I say to him, you know what, he wants to buy it for 40,000, I will give you 45, sell it to me. When brother finds out about it, he's going to hate you, subhanAllah. You know that, you know, somebody wants to buy something and you say to them, no, don't sell it to him, sell it to the other person, sell it to me. You try to undercut the sale, you try to make fasid the buying. Allahu musta'an. Technically, if one did this, would it be valid? Would the sale be valid? I went to them and I said, don't sell it to Ahmed, sell it to me, I'll pay you 5,000 rands more. Would this sale to me be valid? Technically, it would be valid, but I would be sinful in the matter. Brothers and sisters, very, very, very important. You know, the matter of ethics, in business. Our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions, رَحِمَ اللَّهُ رَجُلًا سَمْحًا إِذَا بَاعَ وَإِذَا اشْتَرَى وَإِذَا اقْتَضَى. May Allah have mercy upon the one who is easygoing and generous while buying, while selling, and when demanding his rights. Hadith in Bukhari. أَفَلَا جَعَلْتَهُ فَوْقَ الطَّعَامِ كَيْ يَرَاهُ النَّاسِ مَنْ غَشَّ فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. The Prophet ﷺ said to the person, why did you not put it on top of the grain so that people could see it? This man had some wet grain, he had it at the bottom and he had the dry one on top. Nabi ﷺ said, whoever deceives is not from me. Hadith in Sahih Muslim. المسلم أخو المسلم لا يحل لمسلم باع من أخيه بيعا فيه عيب إلا بينه له. A Muslim is a brother to his fellow Muslim. It's not permissible for a Muslim to sell something defective to his brother without making the defect known to his brother. Let it be known, hadith reported by Imam Ibn Majah. Al-bay'an bil-khiyar ma lam yatafarraqa, that the buyer and the seller, they have the option of cancelling the sale for as long as they have not parted from one another. For as long as they are together, they are still, you know, in the same majlis, they can cancel the sale on one another. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if they are honest and clear, they would be blessed in their transaction. But if they conceal the facts and they lie, then the blessings of their transaction will be destroyed. Allah musta'an, Allah musta'an. وَكُونُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَانًا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and be brothers to one another. بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. وَكُونُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَانًا. This is an order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's and be, O servants of Allah, brothers to one another. I repeat, and be, O servants of Allah, brothers to one another. This is the correct meaning, walhamdulillah. Another interpretation would be, you should be servants of Allah, brothers. You should be servants of Allah, O brothers. You should be servants of Allah, O brothers, meaning you should be good Muslims. Rather, the first interpretation is that which makes more sense. And be, O servants of Allah, brothers. وَكُونُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَانًا. This is an order. I repeat, this is an order. I repeat, this is an order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. Verily, the believers, they are brothers to one another. Surah Hujurat, verse number 10. We find that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, numerous ahadith, he emphasized the matter of this Islamic brotherhood, that we are only but one body. If the head is in pain, the rest of the body is also in pain. Al-Muslimu Akhul Muslim. The Muslim is the brother to the fellow Muslim. Regardless of race, nationality, tribe, status, color of skin, regardless of your madhab, your maslak, your leaning, regardless of your school of interpretation, regardless of all of that, each one of you are brothers to the fellow Muslim, subhanallah. La yazlimuhu, he does not wrong him. He does not wrong him. As for the details related to zulm, now we discussed this in hadith number 24. And this zulm leads to hatred when you do not pay your employer, when you fire the imam without just cause, when you cancel this transaction after it was agreed upon, when you lie to your fellow brother. What does this lead to? This leads to hatred, and hatred is that which is haram. لا يظلمه, he does not oppress him, he does not wrong him. ولا يخذله, and he does not fail him. Important. He does not fail him, he does not forsake him when he needs him. That one should be reliable. One should be a reliable brother to my fellow brother. I should be this reliable friend when they need assistance, when they need my time, when they need my concern, when they need my concern, when they need maybe some assistance financially, when they need my dua. Subhanallah, am I such a miser that I won't even make dua for them? What about when somebody is speaking ill of my brother and I am there, should I not defend his honor? مَنْ ذَبَّ عَنْ لَحْمِ أَخِيهِ فِي الْغَيْبَةِ كَانَ حَقَّنَ عَلَى اللَّهِ أَنْ يُعْتِقَهُ مِنَ النَّارِ. رَوَاهُ أَحْمَدُ. Whoever defends the honor of his brother when his brother is absent, then it is the right of Allah, right on Allah, that Allah sets this person free from the hellfire. Hadith reported in the Musnad of Imam Ahmed. وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. And assist one another, cooperate with one another upon righteousness and piety. وَإِن تَنْصُرُوكُمْ وَإِنْ إِسْتَنْصَرُوكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ فَعَلَيْكُمُ النَّصْرُ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَهُمْ مِثَاقٌ. And if your brother seeks help in deen, it is your duty to help them. Subhanallah. وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالْمُسْتَضْعَفِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ وَالْوِلْدَانِ الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ الظَّالِمِ أَهْلُهَا وَاجْعَلْ لَنَا مِن لَّدُنكَ وَلِيًّا وَاجْعَل لَّنَا مِن لَّدُنكَ نَصِيرًا. And what's wrong with you? And what's wrong with you that you fight not in the cause of Allah, that you don't fight in the cause of Allah? And for those, you don't fight in the cause of those weak, the ill-treated, the oppressed amongst the men, the women and the children, whose cry it is, O Allah, O our Rabb, rescue us from this town, whose people are oppressors, and raise for us from you one who will protect, and raise for us from you one who will help us. Allahu musta'an. Allahu musta'an, Allahu musta'an. Brothers and sisters, our brothers and sisters right now, this moment, our brothers and sisters in Syria, and more especially Aleppo, Halab, this is their dua. May Allah not hold us accountable. Have we made dua for them? Have we prayed for them? Maybe, you know, via certain charities I'm able to donate to them. Have I done that? Allahu musta'an, where's that Islamic brotherhood? Where's the concern? I'm not even concerned about it at all. Allahu musta'an, la yakhuzuluhu, that the Muslim, he does not fail his brother. He does not fail his brother. He gives his time, his concern, his assistance, his dua. He makes dua. He makes dua for his fellow brother, subhanallah. ما من عبد مسلم يدعو لأخيه بظهر الغيب إلا قال الملك ولك بمثل. That there's no Muslim servant of Allah who prays for his brother behind his brother's back except that the angel says, and for you the same, reported in Sahih Muslim. ولا يخذله, and he does not fail his brother. ولا يكذبه, and he does not lie to his brother. He does not lie to his brother, because when you lie, you are betraying the trust of your brother. You betraying the trust of your brother, that you are supposed to be honest to him. And you betrayed my trust. I trusted you, O brother, and you lied to me. It leads to animosity and hatred. The meaning of this could also mean that one does not belie him. Meaning that when he says something to you, you believe him. You know, you don't be suspicious and doubt him all the time. Right? So it could mean both things. You don't lie to others. And when others speak, you don't, belie them. Meaning that you should trust them. You should trust them and you should take their word for it. وَلَا يَحْقِرُهُ, and he does not show contempt to his brother. Does not show contempt to his brother via his pride and arrogance, because this pride and this arrogance, it breaks down the brotherhood. And also pride, you know, means that one does not accept the truth. When the haq is brought forward, no, you got too much pride, you will not accept. Allahu musta'an. I mean, subhanallah, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised us to worry about the heart of our brothers, that even if three of us are together and two of us are talking, we should not talk at the exception of the third. We shouldn't have our own conversation and the third guy, you know, he's not involved in the conversation. To such a level, the Sharia wanted us to look after the heart, look after the feelings of our brothers, subhanallah. And how many hearts have we sliced? Allahu musta'an. Then the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions at-taqwa hahuna, piety is here, and he indicated to his chest three times. Subhanallah. Piety, taqwa is the most important of matters. After mentioning all of this, the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions and tells us the real criteria with regards to matters is what is taqwa. Ya ayyuhan nas inna khalaqnakum min dhakari wa untha wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila lita'arafu inna akramakum 'inda Allahi atqakum inna Allaha 'alimun khabir. O mankind, we have created you from a male and a female and made you into nations and tribes so that you might know one another. Verily, the most honorable of you in the sight of Allah is the one with the most taqwa. Verily, Allah is all-knowing and all-aware. Surah Hujurat, verse number 13. Inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum. Subhanallah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah. We also find the famous hadith of Sahl ibn Sa'd al-Sa'idi, that a man passed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked them, "What do you think about this man?" They said, "He's from the noble people, and if he asked for a woman's hand in marriage, it would be accepted. And if he were to intercede on behalf of somebody, his intercession will be accepted."
Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept quiet. Listen, brothers and sisters. Then another man passed by and he asked the same question. What do you people think about him? They said, this man here is from the poor Muslims. If he asks for a proposal, it will be rejected. If he intercedes, his intercession will not be accepted. If he were to speak, nobody will listen to his speech. Then our Habib, our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this poor person, this poor man is better than an earth full of the other person. Subhanallah. What's the litmus test? What's the criteria with Allah? It's the matter of taqwa, subhanallah. Then the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions towards the end of this hadith, بِحَسْبِ مْرِئِمْ مِنَ الشَّرْ أَنْ يَحْقِرَ أَخَاهُ الْمُسْلِمِ, that it is enough of evil for a person to hold his brother Muslim in contempt. كُلُّ الْمُسْلِمِ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِ حَرَامِ دَمُهُ وَمَالُهُ وَعِرْضُ, all of the Muslim is inviolably sanctified to the next Muslim, his blood, his wealth, and his honor. That subhanallah, the same message the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave during Hajj. At Arafat, he spoke about the blood, he spoke about the wealth, and he spoke about the honor of the fellow Muslim. On the second day of Mina, similar address. The Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of sacrifice, similar address, that your blood, your property, and your honor, they are all sanctified. People are not allowed to transgress upon those matters. You should ponder, am I bothering anybody? Am I harming anyone? Am I disturbing anyone? When you are having your gathering at home and the neighbor's parking has been blocked, the neighbor's driveway has been blocked, when you go for Salatul Jumu'ah and you park your car on the driveway of others, all of these matters, brothers and sisters, am I bothering people? Am I harming people? Am I considerate? The Muslim is supposed to be somebody who is considerate with regards to the feelings of others. Allahu musta'an. Then the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions the matter of the dam, the matter of the blood, subhanallah. Numerous ahadith with regards to blood. Sibabul muslimi fusuq wa qitaluhu kufr. Abusing the fellow Muslim, it is a sin, and fighting him, it is like kufr. Hadith in Bukhari and Muslim. We also find la yazalu al mu'minu mu'niqan salihan ma lan yusib daman haraman fa idha asaba daman haraman ballah. A Muslim will continue to move along quickly towards paradise and in a good state as long as he does not spill forbidden blood. If he spills forbidden blood, then he becomes slow and heavy-footed. لَزَوَالُ الدُّنْيَا أَهْوَنُ عَلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ قَتْلِ رَجُلٍ مُسْلِمٍ. The perishing of this world is lighter in Allah's sight than the killing of a Muslim. Hadith reported by Imam An-Nasa'i. The matter of blood. Then the matter of wealth, subhanallah. I cannot just go and take people's wealth like this. I need permission. Was it a valid transaction? Then the honor of a fellow Muslim. وَالَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ الْمُحْصَنَاتِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَأْتُوا بِأَرْبَعَةِ شُهَدَاءَ فَاجْلِدُوهُمْ 80 جَلْدَةً وَلَا تَقْبَلُوا لَهُمْ شَهَادَةً أَبَدًا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. And those who accuse chaste women and produce not 4 witnesses. He says, so-and-so is a zaniya. This is a loose woman. And they do not bring 4 witnesses. Then flog them with 80 lashes. And reject their testimony forever. They are indeed evildoers. The honor of people. وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. Do not backbite one another. أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُهُ. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَوَّابٌ رَحِيمٌ. Do not backbite one another. Would you like to eat the flesh of your dead brother? You wouldn't like it. You'd hate it. Verily Allah is the one who forgives and accepts repentance, the most merciful. This ghibah and namima and backbiting, etc., etc. Why prohibited? Because the honor of my fellow Muslim is sanctified and I'm not allowed to transgress upon their reputation, upon their honor. Subhanallah. Brothers and sisters, in closing, other fawaid from this hadith number 35, which is a super important hadith, which is a hadith which in reality sets out the foundations of our Islamic tarbiyah. We found that some ulama state that it is allowed to wish away another person's bounty if they are using it for sin. This is a different matter now. So this individual has a computer, but he sits watching pornography morning, evening and night. So you make dua to Allah, oh Allah, take away from them this this bounty, which is this laptop. And you know, let something happen to it, because this man is using it for sin. And this is something permissible. But as for, oh Allah, why does he have a laptop? I want a laptop better than his laptop. He shouldn't have a laptop. Oh Allah, let something happen to his laptop. That's haram. We should also, subhanAllah, those who should be the least envious of one another are those who are working for Islam. Because they are all on the same team. You got the defender, you got the goalkeeper, you got the striker. You are all on the same team. And so one should not be envious over the other, because you are all working towards the common goal, which is Al-Islam. And we also learn from this hadith that we should concentrate on the good of the next person. I should keep my heart pure with regards to the next person. And also, one should not force one's ijtihad down the throat of the next person. Because, you know, this is an ijtihadi mas'ala. This is a matter where the scholars have differed, legitimate difference of opinion between them. This shouldn't lead to me hating one another. This shouldn't lead to me, you know, breaking ties with the next person. You don't hate for this, Allah musta'an. If somebody asks, well, are auctions allowed? Yes, auctions are allowed. You know, if you want to bid for something, no problem. But you should not purposefully bid just to inflate, artificially inflate the prices. And lastly, summary, brothers and sisters, we learn from this hadith that we should be brothers to one another. We learn that envy, hasad, destroys, that we should not harm financially the next person. We should not hate one another. I should not forsake my fellow Muslim when they need my help, when they need assistance, when they need my concern, when they need a phone call. I should do it. I should not oppress one another. I should assist. I should not lie to the next Muslim and betray the trust. And I should not belittle or look down upon the fellow Muslim. And the most important matter with Allah is not the pride, is not this, is not, it is the matter of taqwa. It is the matter of the heart, subhanAllah. We also learn from this hadith that the blood of the fellow Muslim, the wealth of the fellow Muslim, and the honor and reputation of the fellow Muslim, these are red lines. These lines should not be crossed, subhanAllah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us proper Islamic brotherhood. For us to have the concern with regards to the next person. For us to behave as though we are but one body. For us to decrease our fighting and our strife and our conflict. For us to have a better sense of unity. Not necessarily conformity. We can have diversity. But subhanAllah, for us to be one body. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. You will not be able to change the world, but you are able to control your tongue. You are able to control your hands. You are able to control yourself. And so begin with yourself in terms of Islamic brotherhood. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. With regards to yourself, with regards to your family, with regards to those who are closest to you, you build that proper Islamic brotherhood. It is your duty, it's an obligation. And same with the people in the masjid, same with those at your workplace. You do not be the cause for dissent, rather you be a cause of joining. We are allowed to lie, to join between people, subhanAllah. Look at the importance of joining ranks. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us khair and barakah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us grant our sitting and our learning and our studying and our understanding, grant us reward. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ. On that day when nobody's wealth and health will be able to help them, except the one who comes to Allah with a heart which is sound. حياكم الله. Until we meet again, your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.